This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Gay.
Okay, I think we got this worked out here. I'm going to try this guy right here. Caller, you're live.
Hey, how are you?
We finally got you, right?
Yeah.
Wow. So,
yeah.
How you been?
I've been great. I'm wide awake.
Well, that's good.
Anyway, the reason I called is because this is the first year, and I don't know how long, that I've been interested in football. I think the last time I cared was when Dave DeBuscher won the Stanley Cup and gave that great speech on the Don and Mike Show.
Mm-hmm. Well, Dave DeBuscher, you're talking about with the New York Knicks?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he won who's this thing? And that was when, you know what I missed the most?
I'm listening.
I miss it when you crapped your pants.
Me?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Go get some pussy.
Right out.
All right.
Okay, so you're a liar too, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I
go and yourself. Where's your crap detector now, see?
Wow.
Folks,
he's
I
great.
Hope we didn't get that. I hope we didn't get that on. Okay.
You did. Oh, wow.
We have gotten this idiot twice. Where do we find these people, for heaven's sakes? Let's try this guy.
Yeah, I've heard him before.
Oh, yeah. He's
has a very noticeable setup.
Oh, did he?
Oh, well, he asks you certain questions. And then when you hear the telling word Don and Mike.
Oh, okay. I don't think I've ever talked to this guy. Has he called other shows?
Yes. There's also a little clue here, too, you missed, I noticed.
Okay.
When he said Dave DeBuscher.
Yeah, whatever. It doesn't matter.
When he said about that show, I said, oh, he always talks about that show, the Don and Mike show. That's when he comes with his delivery.
Well, now we know, so we'll be on guard against it. What's on your mind this morning?
I thought you was perceptive, man.
Right. I am perceptive.
Oh, wow.
Want to hear one more new one?
A brand new one?
Yeah, well, that one was new as well.
Yes.
Here's another new one.
You're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Let me turn down my radio.
We have 5 minutes
I
left.
I just wanted to... Hello.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
And
okay.
I'd like to squeeze in a few calls, so go ahead. Be brief.
Yes. I want to know what your opinion is of a statement that John Kerry made, who looks like he's a bit constipated, in my opinion, by the way. That he made a comment that Don Geronimo has the largest he's ever touched.
Oh, God.
God.
And before we start our day before St. Patrick's Day show.
St. Patty's Day.
Yeah. Couple of tapes you have to hear.
Oh, Danny boy.
Elvis Presley. All right, that's enough of that.
Thank you.
And this one.
Have you ever seen the seagulls a-flying all the heather? All the crimson sails on Galway Bay.
Is this Tura Lura Lura?
That's Sean, I just said Sean Cassidy.
Sean Hannity.
That's
Sean Connery?
Sean Connery, Mike.
Have you ever seen the Munster? Have you ever seen the Blue? Have you ever seen the Lindberger? On your sandwich, eat it too.
The Sean Connery cheese game.
We usually mention a cheese, and we mention something else.
Like a team, or a movie, or a star, a piece of ash.
Angelina Jolie, and Shop Cheddar.
So easy, Jennifer Aniston, and American cheese.
My God, I'm blanking on female actresses. Meryl Streep.
Please, you better put some stinky cheese with that.
And Roquefort.
Jessica Simpson. And Munster.
Helen Mirren.
Oh, get out of here. Game over.
Oscar winner, my bad. Old sport.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Hey, everybody.
Well, hi, everybody.
Welcome back, everybody.
Welcome back to the film.
Welcome back.
Welcome.
Welcome, everybody.
Have you ever seen the seagulls a-flying all the heather? Oh. All the crimson sails on Galway Bay, and the fishermen unfurled.
You know, we got St. Patrick's Day tomorrow, and you're playing a Scottish group and a Welshman.
Oh, Danny Boy.
And a 100% blue-blooded American.
Look high. Okay. Look high. A cold
Danny Boy.
Shut up. Here's Big Ed.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike.
Oh, hi, everybody.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Eddie.
Hi there, little brains. We're little brains, too, just like you. This is the show for little brains. Don and Mike Show, new episode, everybody, on this Friday. Phone number, you just heard it a moment ago, 877-365-3636.
Greetings, old sport.
Yeah, we'll be doing some St. Patrick's Day stuff on the show today. We'll make our calls to Ireland and kind of the junk we normally do and the Danny Boy stuff. And
we can only hope that over in Ireland they're tuning up for the big day. I think it's now become a big day in Ireland. I think it's actually as big as it is here.
It's like the Daytona 500. It's a weekend over there now, right?
I think so, yes. They enjoy themselves. In fact, it's Friday. It doesn't hurt either.
That's exactly what it's like, is the Daytona 500.
Of drinking.
That's what St. Patrick's Day is like.
I called a lot of pubs today finding the numbers, and I always had the same question, is, are you starting St. Patrick's Day a day early? And they say yes, and then I'd say, do you serve beer?
Stout. Here's a phone call to start the show. Hello.
Yeah.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
How you doing, Dad?
How you doing? Yeah.
Doing good.
How you doing, buddy?
Doing fine, man.
This good like it's St. Patrick's Day Eve. Don't forget, wear some green. A pinch an inch.
How about that wintry mix?
Oh, man.
But it is chilly and it is windy.
Okay, what's up?
Hey, man, I've noticed lately you've been kind of enamored with Dennis Farina. From Law and Order.
Long time.
Well, yeah, right. Yeah, going all the way past, even past, like, Get Shorty and stuff
You've loved Dennis Purina since he came out of the Chicago Police Department.
How about going past getting kicked out of his restaurant in New York when you guys were up there?
What's that?
Remember when you guys got kicked out of his restaurant? Remember he didn't like bowlers in his restaurant?
Did we didn't go to Dennis Farina's restaurant. Does Dennis Farina have a restaurant?
Where did this happen?
Rob.
Hold on, where did this happen that we got kicked out of a restaurant?
It was when you were in New York. He had a restaurant that was right next to a bowling alley that you guys, you know, when you guys were doing your bowling alley, your bowling thing.
Okay, tell me a little bit about, we went to one place close to a bowling alley, and I know we left on our own because we'd had enough. But what's the restaurant like? What's it called?
I don't know what it was called, but I remember.
Your details are sketchy, and this call is not helping.
I really cannot agree with you that were in a restaurant, no matter what it was, owned by that guy, I would have made a big stink about it on the air because I love that guy.
And if we got thrown out, we would have remembered it.
Where would I come up with this story then?
Well, what are you talking about, though?
How about in your ass?
I think you pulled it out of your butt.
They didn't serve corn.
Did he say they didn't serve corn?
Yes.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
My God.
Hello.
Made it worthwhile.
Yeah, you guys need to do some more skits.
Shut up.
More sketches.
Shut up, shut up, shut up.
That's what I tell the writing team. That's what I tell Buddy Sorrell every day.
Chop, hello, chop. Don and Mike Show.
Don, Mike, how you guys doing today?
Howdy.
Hey, you know, Don, I know that you're such a huge Raiders fan, and I was going to see what you thought about the trade.
Haven't we kind of, are you talking about Randy Moss to the Packers?
Yeah,
you're such a huge Raiders fan. Is this Misinformation Friday?
Apparently.
No, everybody knows I'm a huge Raiders fan, Mike, but I wear Raiders. I wear Raiders clothing every day.
I have a prediction to make. I think we're going to have a Friday. I think we're going to have a Friday today.
Well, as you know, when I was a boy, George Blanda was my hero when I was growing up.
Uh-huh.
I constantly wear black and gray, my Raiders colors.
Don't you have an autographed picture of Marv Hubbard?
Weren't you the one in the crowd?
Also, Dave Casper.
You have a lock of Lyle Alzado's hair.
The snake, Ken Stabler.
John Matuszak.
We could almost play the Raiders and Cheese game if you wanted to.
Coaches, you got to go with John Madden, Al Davis.
Coaches. Tom Flores.
He was a coach with breasts.
John Gruden was a Raiders coach for a while.
That's true.
Anyway, I'm for that trade. Because I love the Raiders so much.
Who did they trade?
They might trade Randy Moss.
It's so not, it's not,
They might trade.
It's a might trade.
They might trade him to the Packers.
Okay.
Yeah, they.
Well, no, see, what? So what you were going to say was that Don is a big Packer fan.
No. Doesn't he paint his face black and silver and go to the game?
Yeah, you put those spikes on and you sit in the end zone.
Right.
Raider Nation. Yeah.
You're a good, attentive listener. You absolutely. You know, I love the Raiders.
Fly out to every game.
And you have that leather, running suit. You like that one a lot.
Okay, that's nondescript, but.
That leather Raider running suit, black and silver.
At one point, somebody got me for Christmas one year. This ridiculous thing that Snoop Dogg threw up.
Right.
This leather running suit. This Los Angeles Raiders. That's how long ago it was. They were still in L.A. Running suit. And I gave it, I think, to my father-in-law, who gave it back to me.
Right.
And then Mike lost one of our old annual
Red Sox bets.
Cubs Red Sox bets.
Right.
And you had to dye your hair platinum blonde and wear that stupid goddamn leather Raiders suit.
Didn't have to wear the suit. Decided I'd do that to add to the day. And I sure looked pretty in it.
Because it was like this, one of those standard polyester nylon jogging suits that you see Sopranos guys wear, except it was made of leather.
I'd love to know if there's a picture of that floating around. I know everybody was very quick with the camera that day. I'd love to see. I'd love to see how I looked in that.
That would be another good one to be photoshopped.
That was platinum blonde, fat, and the Raiders leather running suit.
But it had yo factor.
I had the yo factor that day.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
What's up?
Hey, Don and Mike, Rob A. Buzz. What's up?
Hi there.
Hey, this is way off the subject. I've got a quick one for you. My buddy went to a wedding, and he's from BFE, Ohio, and his dad's like, "So, how was the wedding?" And he's like, "Well, they had beef and whatnot."
Oh dear!
You can't even relate the story without throwing it. You got to say the word. You got to say "and
Or you can say "WN."
The WN word.
I like better.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, boys, love you and gay old Frisco. Hey, I had a question for you.
Gay.
Love you and gay old San Francisco.
Boy, I'd love them to put that on the license plate. Gay old Cisco.
Hey, I had a question for you. Is the little brown boy old enough to have a little green beer? Is he 21?
The little brown boy in American Idol? I don't think he's even 18 yet.
I think he's 17.
Oh, really? Wow.
17.
He wouldn't drink beer anyway, even if he was 30.
17, and his hymen is intact.
He'd drink what would he drink? Pink squirrels. Or a grasshopper.
Grape knee-high. Grape knee-high. Coca-Cola with milk.
Right.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hey, what's up, guys? This is Mike. Hey, are you guys hanging out outside again? Because Mike's bringing in all this shade and all the rain and snow and everything with his big ass hanging outside.
Okay. Bye!
You're right. Everybody's really bringing the funny stuff.
As I said, I predicted we're going to have a Friday. We're going to have us a Friday.
Let me change the topic away from these great callers for a moment.
That's a brilliant idea.
All right.
Two items for you. I actually brought in. I'll tell you about the other one. I'll show you.
Okay.
Store-bought items. First, is this a sign that my relationship with Jan is gone to a new level?
Right.
Okay. She bought me underpants yesterday. Right. Okay. She's done that before.
Right. She did that early on, didn't she?
She got rid of all my old underpants and bought me new underpants.
It's more of a survival thing for her.
She was at Costco or Sam's, whatever it is, yesterday, said, "Hey, I bought you some more underpants." Yeah. It's beautiful. She said, "They're upstairs. They're the Calvin Klein you like so bad." Oh. I said, that's nice. I went upstairs. There's 18 pair of black Calvin Klein underpants.
Wow.
Yeah. That says to me that she knows what I'm all about.
Says to me she doesn't like stripes.
Not a fan of bleach, she's not, I guess.
Apparently not.
She doesn't like leaving rubber in the parking lot.
I think, frankly, that she's embarrassed. She's embarrassed by the state of my underpants. I know she's so embarrassed that even though there is the nice gypsy Alicia comes once a week, house cleaner, my girlfriend actually does a load of laundry before she gets there.
So would it fall into the category of there's not enough bleach in the United States to take care of these things?
I guess it's the fact that I sweat a lot. I got a sweaty ass.
Wow. What can I say?
Sweaty ass.
You are never to blame.
You're damn right. It's not my fault.
Well, you work out a lot, too.
You are never to blame.
It's running down my
you
legs.
You may feel shame, but all the
all my
same,
ass sweat.
You are
you're making
never
your own tea.
To blame.
All right, so that's probably a good sign, right?
I think it's terrific.
Yeah, I think,
I think
so.
It's fabulous.
That she
so
loves me enough to buy me black underpants?
Right.
So right after I got the great gift of black underpants, she said, hey, eBay showed up today. And I said, oh, did Rob's helmet show up? She said, I don't think so because the box is very small. Oh. Rob, stand up for the first part of your birthday gift.
Oh, not the helmet.
Part one is
arrived. That can only mean.
Look how small this box is.
The wig.
Look how small this box is.
Oh, fantastic.
Is that the as you remember, the model you chose was the Charles.
The now, Charles. What size is it?
It doesn't have a size.
Is it one size fits
one
all?
One size fits all.
And one size fits few, and the color is 38.
I have not opened it up.
It's from the Gent collection.
Open it up. Happy birthday, Rob.
Good. Let's see how we did.
Oh, boy.
Here we go.
Look at that color.
That's in the hairnet. Hold on.
Wow.
Good. No, protective.
This is great.
The Gent collection.
You know, it looks like it's a quality item.
Yeah, and you know what? I think it's adjustable.
It's browner than I expected. I thought it was blonde.
As you recall, we're all asses.
The tag off before you put it on.
We forgot forgot Robbie's birthday. Uh-huh. I feel like the biggest ass. I'm the boy's best friend. He's my best friend, for goodness sakes. I forgot his birthday. Made it up to him.
Yeah,
went right to eBay. Bought him a brand spanking wig.
Who doesn't want a nice wig? Yeah. He can wear it tonight.
You know what he likes.
And a World War II Nazi helmet.
Well, what's great is if I don't feel like doing my hair, I can just, wear a wig.
Number 1858. This is 1856. This is the Charles.
Oh, it's elastic is what it is.
And the color is 38.
All right. Are we quite ready?
It is about, hold it up. Isn't it about the funniest looking thing? Just take a look at it.
I like the back.
It's kind of.
I love the back.
It's kind of brown, kind of gray.
Mm-hmm. Wig care instructions. Wash in a mild shampoo. Oh, wash in a mild shampoo, wig shampoo.
All right, now for our website, for DonandMikeWebsite.com, we're getting a picture of the wig itself.
Looks like it's got gray in it.
It does. Well, it's natural. Hey, we're all in here.
Makes it look real.
Okay, put it on, Robbie. Here we go.
What do we think? Is it nice?
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's a home run, Rob.
Is it good?
It is a home run. You just turned into John Candy.
You know what? It's a little tight. I'm having a hard time putting my eyebrows down.
I love it.
Oh, Jesus. Thank God for the internet. Thank God we're going to be able to share these pictures.
Do your John Madden.
Hey, Rob, let me see.
That is good.
Let me go. Check myself.
Yeah, go adjust it and get it just right.
Wow. Go look at it.
Like Frank Caliendo.
It's Uncle Buck.
Might be the greatest gift ever.
Oh, my God. And now all we have to do is wait for the helmet to arrive.
It's a Nazi helmet. You can go to DonandMikeWebsite.com. John will upload that stuff with Craig, our webmaster. Get it up there in the daily log section very soon. Check it out, please. You are absolutely right. If he just had the little mustache, he would be Uncle Buck.
Right. And would this be, when it came in, would this be an official hair net?
I believe so, like the type that someone in a fast food restaurant would work. Or perhaps one of the employees of your place, Mike.
Everybody
Hank's
wears
it. Look around cafe.
I'm not putting it on. I'm not stealing the boy's thunder.
Hold on. Look
at this.
Look at that.
See, what the problem was is that it doesn't cover my sideburns.
You know what? Hold on.
Yeah, it does.
Do you remember the episode of Seinfeld where George Costanza put on a toupee?
Right.
Yeah.
Do you remember how different he, well, of course, everyone who's bald or shaves their head would look different, but
it's really not suited for a head my size. Oh. I think that's the problem.
You know, the potential.
It's like a little boy haircut on you.
Yeah.
The potential of this, Don. I mean, we could do things with this. You could go into a hair cuttery and say, I'd like a haircut.
I think they might spot me.
They
might see
it
coming.
The color kind of matches his goatee.
Yes.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think you had that in mind when you chose color 38.
It's terrible. And someone out there buys stuff like that to wear.
Yeah, and
it's incredible.
You know what it is? What? It's itchy.
Is it itchy? Really?
It's itchy. Yeah.
Turn around to the side.
And the back. The back is even the best. Look.
It blends.
There he is.
He could almost pull it off.
like for real. Like he could almost, and the only way he'd be pulling it off would be a guy that obviously is wearing a hairpiece, but nobody would say anything.
And right. Now I know exactly what it is that why I thought George Costanza and everyone else with a toupee. It makes you look like you're in high school.
Is that what it is?
Look at him. Just look at Mike. Just look at Mike for a second. Uh-huh. Look at his face.
Are you coming to the French Club meeting?
Now, can you comb it? Can you put the hair in different positions?
I don't know.
It looks molded.
I don't think so.
It looks molded, yeah. It looks like a helmet.
I mean, check it out. I mean, it really doesn't move much.
It doesn't appear to move. It's supposed to be in one
place.
It's
a quality product.
That's why we chose the style of the charts.
Wow.
That's a quality product.
Well, Don, are you up for it? Are you up for maybe slipping it on just for a second?
Oh, no, it's the boys. No. Okay.
You don't want my cooties.
No, it is just the boy that's going to be wearing that.
Because your hair's kind of short. I'm just dying to see somebody else in it. But
you know,
it really is
his.
That's true.
To the back. There's some wave to it.
It's Rob's moment. I mean, I only wish that he had that last night when he could have watched VCU.
Yes. How about my team?
His alma mater beating Duke.
I was thinking of all of us in the room, you know, the guy that would probably least appreciate his alma mater, you know, the theater arts major. Did you get into it at all?
I was a broadcasting major, Mike. I did theater arts in high school.
I told him when we got in today, I said I must have called him 10 times last night. His mother-in-law was on the phone, which explains why I just rang and rang and rang. I guess she just has that ignore, call, waiting thing.
I believe that might be her policy. I read all about it in the papers today.
You didn't watch any of it, did you?
No, I really didn't think they'd win. They've never won anything ever.
I was trying to call them when they were like down three, then they would tie it.
Looking at his eyebrows.
I can't put them down.
About that game last night, it was the first time I had ever had a reason to really associate Rob personally with a sporting event.
Thank you. Wow.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Because he really he doesn't have any teams that he really likes that he feels passionate about.
Right.
And it was like, it's a good reason to vote against Duke.
Sure.
Duke to root against Duke.
He pretends he likes the NFL. Yeah, that's the best job he does. I mean,
the fantasy. I watch football and I have a fantasy.
Fantasy, and you used to do the announcing out there.
Yeah.
He's an alum at VCU.
They might have me back now that I have the wig.
Hello,
Mr. Snyder.
You going to buy yourself a VCU sweatshirt now?
I've had one in
really?
The past.
Oh, good.
I might still have it.
How would that fit, do you think?
Oh, you know, Mike, I'm not significantly larger than I have been. I've always been a big boy.
Were you big at VCU?
Of course.
Okay, I didn't know that.
You want to pull it back a little bit, pull the hair out of your eyes a little bit?
I don't know.
Why don't you go back.
Do I need to readjust?
Give yourself a forehead.
See, it's just not second nature.
Give yourself a forehead, VCU.
If it weren't for the beard, he would look like a kid.
You nailed it so much.
Yeah.
With the hair, he is John Candy.
He is John Candy. And I know when they see it on the internet, people will agree. He is John. He's
he
Uncle
is
Buck.
John Candy. He's plane trains and automobiles.
Yes. Yep. Buck melanoma. Molly Russell's wart. Did you have any idea
no.
It would be this perfect?
No, absolutely not.
I mean, it fits
not.
Him. And actually, he's got a massive cranium.
Now, where's the immediacy of the hips on that?
There it is. You gave yourself a forehead.
Yeah, the problem is, if you order, friends, this is Rob. If you order the Gent Collection, if you order the Charles, it's not going to cover your sideburns.
Well.
And so, I mean, it's, so there's the, so you need it to needs shave to, like, them. Come down a little bit like this.
You're being too much of a pretty girl. Don't worry about it.
I think it's lovely.
Don't worry about it, Nancy. It looks great just like that.
There he is.
You can blend it.
Really? You're ready to do sporting events play-by-play?
Maybe even weather.
God, look at that.
Isn't it something?
Hey, John.
They should call it the Bob Ryan.
Excuse me, fellas. John, how long will it take us to get that up on the internet?
Have it up in about 15, 20 seconds.
Very good.
Very good. Beautiful. And that'll be on the daily log section.
I'll put it up in the photo galleries.
Photo galleries.
Is it hot?
It's itchy.
Hot as balls, Mike.
No, the ventilation seems nice because it's not, you know, it's all, it's just a mesh is all it is.
What do you think your kids would think if you walked through the door with that thing on tonight?
They might not notice. They tend not to notice me.
You are going to take it home, though, right?
Oh, of course. Yeah. I'll put it on something.
And tonight you'll make love to Carrie like 12 men. Hello,
Adonis.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Leave it on.
Oh, turn that radio down, for God's sakes.
Hello.
Oh, you're killing us. Hello.
What are you doing?
Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Hi, I got a solution for your brown stain problem.
No need. My girlfriend bought me black underpants. Thank you.
How does it look with headphones?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
It looks better. It looks more real.
Does it?
Hey, yeah.
Hey guys.
Wow.
It's amazing what a wig does for a woman, isn't it, Mike?
He is so pretty.
Hello there.
Yeah,
Speaking of John Candy, what do you guys think about that movie, Nothing But Trouble? I've seen it down in the,
right,
the five.
I believe. I'm not sure, but I believe I heard a Geyses.
Oh.
I believe that. Yeah. Buzz, I think I heard a Geyses.
Yes.
What do you guys think?
And you're out of there.
Sorry.
But still another good movie with John Candy,
yes,
where he also, although the movie is not that great, John Candy plays himself and his sister in that movie.
What's the, oh, Harry Crumb.
Oh, right.
That's it.
Who's Harry Crumb?
Who's Harry Crumb? He's Harry Crumb. Look, there's Harry Crumb.
And also, think back to SCTV. Think back like to the Schmengi brothers.
Right, exactly.
A young John Candy.
Playing a polka. Wow.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Howdy.
Hi, I was going to say that Rob could get his old job back with that new wig.
Yeah, he's on the upward curve right now. Absolutely.
That's a wig that says management.
That's right.
Because you have to have a great head of hair to be a producer.
Maybe you'll be able to get Joel Hollander's job.
Hey, could be. Everybody moves up.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Top of the food chain.
Hello.
Don, are the stains in the front or the rear? You need to have your girlfriend wipe you when you go to the restroom.
How would you get out of here, my friend?
That guy again.
That can be fun.
Home.
Again, welcome to the world of Mike.
Wow.
The wonderful world of Mike.
Well, you know, not
where
when...
you're constantly looking over your shoulder. Literally, you're looking over your shoulder.
I have to make myself clear about that. I was saying not when you need to be, but just for fun.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, still.
Sure, Mike. Hi, John.
Pictures are up. Pleased to be enjoying.
Okay. I look forward to the John Candy Photoshops.
I really don't think there's much need for Photoshops.
No, I think we've sort of done it, haven't we?
Maybe a twin sons of different mothers.
Okay, let me see. www.donandmikewebsite.com and photo gallery.
You know who I feel like is Sanjaya.
Yeah, different hairdo every week.
Birthday wig for Rob. Let's take a look. Oh, we have so many action shots of Rob.
Good.
In the slideshow, everybody, I believe the second one is the one that you want to operate with. I think the second one is a winner. There you go. Mike, come over here and take a look at this.
Does it look better on the...
on my computer. Uh-huh. Come take a look at this. Now, what if I said to you, we had John Candy in the studio today.
There it is.
You know, it's nice.
There it is.
It's so proportionate to my head size.
Let me check out one of the other pictures. Number three, picture number...
Look at it shine.
Picture number three.
You know what you need?
What?
You need yourself a nice pair of fake sideburns.
You know what you really, as I look at these photos,
yeah,
that number three, you don't have it on the right way.
All right. Well, it's too low.
You've actually got it on the right way now. Don't you agree the way he's wearing it right now is
yeah,
perfect?
We maybe should almost, although...
It's number, not bad there.
Number two is a pretty good shot.
Yeah.
Let's see, number one, picture number one is, it's just you holding it.
Yeah.
And... photo number four.
Such a handsome boy.
Thank you.
Man, that sounded as about as gay as it can.
No, gay, 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 gay.
I think I took it in which the spirit you offered.
Yes.
Slow, slow, so slow.
We have slow computers here
computer
at the office.
Computer is slow. There we go. Oh.
That's the best one because it's serious.
I got to see it.
The one of Rob just coming out of the studio standing by the John. It's pretty good.
That's not
going to
work.
Take a that way, Mike. There you go.
Yeah, he almost pulled his wig off.
Rob's P-Wag is serious business.
Wow.
Oh, goddamn. I'm really sorry if you're in your car and you can't go to a computer right now. This is really unfair.
As soon as you get home, though, get to your computer and check this out.
You'll want to.
See how handsome. Well, we've known that for years.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Faggot, 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 faggot.
There's your first bit of feedback, Robbie.
Somebody who just got online.
Uh-huh. There you go. I'm going to go back to photo number two.
Is that your favorite?
I'm going to use it as my wallpaper today.
Oh, that'll be good.
That is beautiful, Rob. And, you know, you wore the right type of rugby shirt today. You really did. It kind of matches your wig.
It's,
yeah, the mustard yellow and the gray, and then you got a little touch of gray in the wig. It looks really
right?
It matches your wig.
I'd really like, you know what, the only thing that would make that better would be to see you in a suit with a bow tie.
You mustn't go on and on and say things you don't mean.
I mean every word of it, Rob.
All right, hold on a second.
You know, wow.
I look a little like one of the Wiggles.
You do look like you could be a 60s a kids show host.
Yeah.
Set as background.
Uh-huh. There you are.
There we go. And there you are.
So
is that going to be your screensaver?
He's my new screensaver.
Very, very handsome.
Take a look at him with all my icons on his head.
Oh, yeah.
I've got the Internet Explorer dancing on his head, MSN.
You will never change that.
Nope. Windows Media Player, Adobe Reader 7.0.
And in the middle of all of it,
his big head.
The big cranium of Rob Spiewak.
Right by the recycle bin. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
How yeah. appropriate is that?
Hello there.
Hello, I'm in my car, and this is still the funniest thing I've heard all day.
Well, you have such well, a treat to look forward to when you get home.
True. You need to get out, my friend.
The NCAA tournament's not on until I see Rob in a week.
That's it. That should be the priority.
Amen. And I don't know what it is about that. I'm guilty like I think a lot of guys are. I'm not a really huge college basketball fan.
Right.
But like the last couple days, yesterday and today,
right.
there's basketball on starting at 12 noon.
Sure.
So I was sitting downstairs today, just, you know, an inch away from the TV, having my lunch, and Jan came in and said, "What are you doing?" I'm like, ixnay. You know, basketball.
She's what game were you watching today?
I don't know.
It's just sports.
I don't know.
It's live sports, and it's on at noon, so you're just watching.
Yeah, it's talking. All I know is that whoever loses is out,
uh-huh. right.
so there's some excitement, and you figure out, oh, I know, it was Memphis against Texas something.
Right.
It was a number 15 against a number 2 seed.
Did you look in on the VCU-Duke game last night?
I watched the entire game. Goddamn exciting. You know, besides the fact I root against Duke. What are you laughing at? His win.
Him.
You always have.
Just looking at him for a reaction. Look when he just has that. Look at that.
That's it. His stoic look.
That's my favorite look with the wig. Is just the kind of the eyes slightly squinted. There. Take a look at him one more time. Just, you know what? Really, everybody should have at their jobs a guy like Rob that you can just look at and enjoy yourself.
So you can dress him up in crazy clothes.
Absolutely.
So I root against Duke first because my son couldn't get in there.
Okay.
Second, because they're a rival school.
That's a pretty large club, people that can't get into Duke, too.
They're a rival school of my kid's school, right. of Clemson, and they always win.
Right.
And last night they're playing against Rob's school, and all I know about Rob's school, VCU, is the fact that he lettered in theater arts.
So that was high school.
High school is theater arts?
Yeah. I was a broadcasting major.
My mistake. I was wondering where they got the chaps to play on the team.
Sure. Does VCU have a football team, Rob?
Yes, we have practice in the multi-purpose room.
The multi-purpose room.
Anyone knows it was
no football.
That sounds like when I was in school, we used to play crab soccer.
Right.
It was goddamn exciting watching that game last night with a real rooting interest.
Did it go right down to the wire?
It came down. Here's the thing: there was 10 seconds left, and Rob's school is up by one. Duke gets the ball. They don't even play defense with like 10 seconds left. Duke goes down. Guy uncontested for a layup. VCU gets the ball right back and does the same goddamn thing. Inbounds the ball down, hit the open guy, hits the shot. VCU up by one, 1.8 seconds left. All they got to do is play defense, and they won the game.
Wow.
That's the biggest
upset so far. Probably of the entire tournament. I mean, no matter what, that'll be the biggest upset.
Very exciting. You think they'll all be wearing wigs now? Maybe you're going to start some type of new fan standard for VCU now.
Oh, I think
you know how sometimes you get, like, you know, the lucky fan who was wearing something when they
sure,
won,
sure.
and it'd be so, like the terrible towels?
Right.
Maybe your wig could become VCU's terrible towel.
The terrible wig.
Yeah, it's, you know, but you'd have to be on the sidelines, Rob, or down in the front row where everybody would be able to, you know, copy you.
Go Rams.
What are the colors for VCU?
Black and gold.
Black and gold. Very nice.
Same colors as my underpants.
Black and gold.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I was just wondering if Rob could make it to a microphone once in a while so we could hear him. That would be great.
He actually does manage to do that more often than not.
Yeah, you know, we have to shush him away from the microphone constantly. It's really not good for him to hear these type of comments.
I appreciate it, sir.
Have you gotten a chance to see him online?
No, I'm driving right now.
Okay.
I'll check it out when I get home, though.
All right.
Very good.
Someday you'll be like Mike and I. You'll have the internet in your car.
Internet
in your car.
Please drive carefully, jackass. Did you hear that? Huh?
That jackass.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I was just wondering if Rob has on the body armor under that shirt.
No, actually, it's my Mike O'Mara t-shirt.
Okay.
Really?
I didn't know if he had a body armor from, like, the streets of San Francisco or something.
No, he has a shirt on that has Mike's face on it.
It's really a good outfit.
That's a delightful
The whole outfit
t-shirt.
Today is a winner.
The ensemble.
It's Rob's body armor.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Hello there. Donaldo E. Miguel. Hola. Oh, I love speaking our second language.
You're so fluent in it.
Hello.
Hey, Dr. Evil.
Yes.
Good job on, well, the other Dr. Evil, on your
plan to cut off Sacramento by burning the bridge down.
Oh, yeah. I thought of you yesterday as well, Mike.
Did Sacramento have a little news story that I might have missed?
Sacramento was the lead story on the network news last night, like Fox News Alert. There is a gigantic bridge in Sacramento.
Oh, my
Huge,
God.
Big, over. I mean, like gigantic bridge span. Totally. The whole goddamn thing was on fire.
So the bridge is not usable?
That's right, Mike.
So if someone was to, say, be transporting, let us say, food into Sacramento with a burned bridge.
That's right.
It wouldn't be able to happen. Right.
That is, in essence, a major artery in and out of Sacramento that has been, by an act of nature, it's been closed.
Coincidence?
How could that possibly have happened?
How unfortunate.
I don't know, Fayette O'Mara.
Yeah, well, that's a shame now. They better get used to it because, well, there's a city in Northern California that's getting sure hungry.
All right, well, Robbie.
Lots of hunger.
Will you just stand up at the microphone so we can look at you again for a second?
Thank you. Thank you.
I know we normally shush you away from the microphone, but there's just something.
And really, it's better when you don't smile. It's really
better. Everyone says that.
People like you not to smile.
That's right.
You know, it must be your head is getting used to it because it's starting to look better. It's starting to look more natural. It's getting wavier.
I think it's you.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
I think I'm getting wavier?
No, I think
you're getting swishy?
You're growing accustomed to it.
I love it.
It's not got the shock value
really
anymore.
Changes
we
got
to like grab somebody from the chiropractor's office to come in and just look at him.
can we do that? Can we
see
about that?
It's closed on Friday.
They're closed today.
That's why the parking lot's always empty on Friday.
Oh, on Friday.
How about from the acupuncture? How about the Chinese acupuncturist?
I'm afraid to go in there.
Hey,
he
Joe,
said I can fix that.
Hey, Joe,
or somebody.
Yeah. Joe,
would you run down the street to the acupuncturist and see if anybody will come in and look at Rob's wig on the air?
This way.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that way.
Sure. Isn't it basically underneath us?
It's directly underneath us.
Directly underneath us.
Ah. Will someone give him directions? Because all he did was point left.
Not entirely sure.
I'm not sure he'll be back.
This way.
There's every chance that he might not be back until Thursday.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Oh, and don't forget, everybody.
Oh, Danny Boy.
Right, don't forget. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, that bridge is a railroad bridge, and it was still burning this morning. It started about 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon.
Yeah, so, if you're not telling me anything, I don't know.
There you go.
So all the food coming
the
in
the Mike O'Mara insurgents are
anything worth
acting.
Anything worth doing is worth doing right. Right, Mike?
Yeah, well, the freight train that was scheduled to go over the bridge right before the fire started was carrying potatoes.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, can speak Don, Mike?
Yeah, you're on the air with us right now. Hello there.
Oh, hey, the wig works for Rob.
Yeah, we agree.
Yeah.
It actually makes his head look smaller.
I think you're absolutely right.
It really?
Yes.
Do you see the John Candy there?
Yeah, but where'd he get the windburn?
That's his rosy cheeks.
He's always like that.
Don't you know your wife didn't shave her legs last
night? Oh,
wow. You should see when we go off on him.
Yeah.
His face gets as red as your mom's legs.
He also gets it when he gets a good poker hand. It's his tell.
Hello.
That's why you always beat me.
Donald Mike. Hello. You and that wig. Christ.
I can't take you seriously even when you're busting my balls.
You big queen wearing that wig. Yeah.
It's a man's wig.
Hello. Big Hello,
Don. Okay, Divine.
Queen indeed.
Donald Mike. Hey, it's a good thing John Waters is on the show today.
That's right. We've got our own Divine.
You can discuss this with him.
Maybe he could go to the internet and check it out.
Internet.
Hello there. Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
Hi.
It's good to know that you finally got Rob A. doing his special purpose. Why don't you put him out on 50 and Bullet Bra?
That's somebody that has a... Hey, look at this.
Oh, it's Andre.
Your own.
It's on. Is this Andre? Hi, Andre.
What's happening, dude?
Welcome.
Welcome to the show, Andre. How are things at the chiropractors today?
Well, it's great. It's great.
Andre, I'm going to tell you something. In this room, the three of us right here, one of us is wearing a hairpiece. Can you tell which one?
It's hard to tell.
Take a look. Take a look. Which one of us?
Yes, it's pretty tricky.
Okay.
Which one of us
just
right
now? Just take your time, look us all over, and tell us which one is...
me, Don.
I can't wait.
Him, Mike.
Or him, Rob.
Or him, Rob A.
I would say Rob.
Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, he didn't fool you.
How unfortunate.
That's Rob's new wig, Andre. What did you think of it?
What do you think?
Well, man, it's pretty good.
Take off the headphones, Rob.
Carefully.
And pull it back into position now.
Uh-huh.
Now, Andre, if Rob walked into a room... Would you walk out and walk back in?
Some sort of dramatic entrance?
Yeah. So if we were doing the show, Andre,
okay.
And we said,
Hey, Rob, get your big fat ass in here.
Come in.
And he came in. Would you think, Andre, that that's a wig?
Andre is lying. Andre, and I want you to answer. I want you to answer honestly. Do you think this man could pick up any women at all with that hair?
Yes,
he could.
All right.
Yes. See, Rob, everybody likes it. Everybody likes it.
Thank you, Andre 3000.
Thanks, Andre.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's the second time this week Andre's been on the show. Did he come from downstairs?
Yes.
Where do you get him, Joe?
He's one of the black people who scare me.
Oh, that's what you said the other day.
I see black people.
Wasn't he the gentleman that came up with the hat?
Yes.
When you were porch setting.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Porch sitting.
Oh, sorry.
Setting.
Is it setting?
It was setting.
My apologies.
If you want to say it the right wrong way, it's setting.
That's my motto, Buzz. Uh-huh. I want to say it the right wrong way.
Well, there you go.
Right. Hello. Wrong. Waiting on you.
Hello.
Sacramento hates you, tubalards.
Wow.
Now look. Now I want everybody to know this is going to happen more and more often as we get as they get hungrier and hungrier, they're going to get more bitter.
You know what I am? I'm GBA, guilty by association.
And thank you for that.
We all are, really.
Although I'm proud to be one of your henchmen.
God bless you. I appreciate that. I appreciate it.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi guys. This is the gay guy that called asking Michaels was what he was wearing.
Yes, gay guy.
Hi, how are you?
Gay.
Oh, stop.
We're doing great.
Doesn't get much gayer than this.
What's happening, gay guy?
Well, I have a question for Mr. Mike.
Yes, I'm here. I'm ready to believe you.
Okay. What are the odds of me and you going to a Red Sox game and scaring a wiener?
I would say the odds are right now, the odds are very, very good. Because,
because
would that be at Fenway Park?
Yes.
No, see, at Fenway, it would be a Fenway Frank. It would not be a wiener.
I think he's looking for the O'Mara brand wiener.
Oh, really? Is that what he's looking for?
Aren't you looking for a Mike O'Mara wiener?
Any kind of wieners.
Well, let me tell you why the odds are good, because the games haven't started yet.
Right. But I just want to know we can go and see a game.
Of course. Yeah, of course. And, you know, give me a call like the day before the game that you want to go to.
I will do that.
All right, very good. And we'll make the arrangements.
Watch it.
Oh, that was scary.
Yeah, it was.
I hate it when they change voices like that.
Hold on, let me help out.
When
is AIDS Day this year at Fenway Park?
I'm not sure. I think it's usually around Labor Day. We have plenty of time. Plenty of time to enjoy a Fenway wiener.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Damn you, O'Hara. I'm getting hungry.
Somebody call you O'Hara.
Common Sacramento mistake.
O'Hara.
Chief O'Hara.
Mike O'Hara.
Catherine O'Hara.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
O'Hara.
Mike.
Hello.
Scarlett O'Hara.
Dumas. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey. I just want to let you know we can live on hate and tattoos for months here in Sacramento without food.
I can wait you out, though. That's the key. I can wait you out.
It's been factored in.
Don't forget, Mike has already blown up one of your bridges.
Yes. Right. Yeah.
Excuse me. Set it on fire.
And they don't even know what Plan B is after we get the hunger going.
Mm-hmm. No gasoline.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, I want to thank Mike. I'm here in Sacramento, and I've taken off about 20 pounds.
Well, enjoy it while you can, but my goal is not to make you look better. My goal is to have you leave that area.
Yeah. One more call before a break. You'll do. Hello, Don and Mike.
What did you do? Did I hear somebody say that they were looking for a wiener? I can show him my manly high toy. Bye!
God, he loves the show.
Bye.
He really loves the
Bye,
show.
Bye, Doug.
Faithful listener.
St. Patrick's Day is tomorrow.
Is it really?
Yes.
Jesus.
It's tomorrow, Mike.
I had no idea.
When we come back, we'll call Ireland, try to find drunk people in a bar, and also, that'll be hard to do, and also the merging of, as far as I'm concerned, the greatest and the worst of the body. The greatest and the worst of the body.
Wow.
I'm fascinated by that tease. I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm very conflicted. Mm-hmm. One of my favorite parts of the body would be the breast.
Oh, you're talking about on women.
In particular,
right.
The nipple and the areola.
Right.
Love them.
Fair enough.
One of my most unfavorite body parts, men or women.
Feet.
Feet.
Yeah.
Is a woman who's got a big nipple on the ball of her left foot.
Get out.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. No buzz. True.
Okay.
True beans.
A nipple on the bottom of her, on the sole of her foot?
We got pictures, too.
Cool.
Wow. Looks to me like a big-ass boil that needs to be lanced.
Man, I guess Paul Simon could write a song about it. Nipples on the soles of my shoes. Nipples. Lovely nipples on the soles of my shoes.
She sought medical care for a lesion in her left foot. It is a well-formed nipple surrounded by areola and hair.
Well, we're going to milk this story for all it's worth.
John said to me, would you suck her feet? And I said, no.
No.
No, I would not.
Tickle them, maybe.
I might, if they were clean, I might suck them.
We'll look at the picture when we come back, and we'll put that up on the internet as well, along with the picture of Rob. And then we'll discuss the woman who's got a big nipple growing on her foot.
Wow. The only problem is in cold weather, her shoe doesn't fit.
how can you take him seriously with his stupid, corny jokes when he's wearing his dumb queen wig?
It's the joke's better.
Divine pops in with the joke of the day.
Thank you, Paul Lynn.
There he goes.
All right, pause, everybody. Pause.
This is the Don and Mike Show.